Brother John was speaking in the beginning. I thought that we can probably just say amen to what he said and just begin praying because he was speaking along the same lines that he asked me to speak. And he asked that as we begin prayer, we would look inward to ourselves. We would look at ourselves and consider the work that God needs to do in us. And in these days, we have been looking at this idea of victory, and we've been introduced to three characters, to Joshua, who we've been hearing about tonight and yesterday, to the other Joshua, the high priest, and to Zerubbabel. And there is a commonality in the words that are spoken to them, and it's this: be strong. Be strong. They're all told that message: be strong. Now, sometimes we try to encourage people when they go through something hard, and we say, you know, be strong, you can handle this, you can do it, you're going to get through it. But often when people speak those words, there's not really too much behind it. It's just kind of wishful thinking or hoping that things are going to be okay. But when God says, be strong, there's something behind it. But there was, as Brother John said before, there's a price to pay for these things. And to each of these people that we had been looking at, something was said to them or said about them that would enable them to be strong. To Joshua, God, the one who we've been speaking about in these last couple of days, God said to be careful to obey the words that I've spoken. To Zerubbabel, it was said that the things that he would accomplish would be by the Spirit of God. And to Joshua the high priest, we read in the book of Zechariah where he comes, and Brother Tom mentioned this, I think, yesterday, how he came and his raiment, his clothing, was dirty. And in order for him to be able to accomplish what God had given him to do, he had to have his clothing changed, his raiment changed. He had to have those dirty clothes removed and clean clothes put onto him. And it's a picture of our heart, of how we first of all need the cleansing from God. God has called us for a purpose. We talk about victory. Now, if you're going to talk about victory, it's you have a victory over something or in a situation. And we all have something that we have to have victory in. And whether that's a personal thing or whether it's God's command to be a witness, to win souls, we have something that we need to have victory in. And these are things that, first of all, need to be taken care of. First of all, we need the cleansing of God. And so as we pray tonight, this is one thing that we can pray about. God, look at my heart. Cleanse my heart. What's there that's holding me back? We next need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit of God to change us and to empower us. And so as we pray, these are things that we should be looking at. And last night, when I went back to my room, I read the devotional that I often read in the evening time, and it's something that I've had for a long time, and I kind of recently found it again in my home, and I started reading it again. And it really had a lot to do with what we heard last night about kind of taking that step as Joshua had to. And it's titled Return to God, and I would just like to read that before we pray. And the verse comes from Zechariah 1:3. Thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you. God places much of the burden of what we will become on our response to Him. If we have drifted from God, His call is to return to Him. God promises that if we will return, He will immediately renew His relationship with us. James 4:8 promises that if we draw near to God, He will draw near to us. Matthew 7:7 guarantees that if we seek Christ, we will find Him. Much of the Christian life rests upon our response and our desire to experience God to the fullest. Why is it that some Christians seem to go so much deeper in their walk with God than others? Why have some had such powerful intercessory prayer ministries that have changed the course of nations? Why has God chosen to anoint the words of some so that when they speak or pray or preach, it is obvious that their words are consecrated by God? It is because these individuals have committed themselves to pursue God until His presence is powerfully real in their lives. They have decided to settle for nothing less than a vibrant relationship with God, and He has honored their desire. Have you become complacent in your relationship with God, or are you hungering for more? Don't become satisfied with a relationship with God that is broken by sin and void of the power of the Holy Spirit. You have just as much of God's powerful presence available to you as the greatest saint in Christian history. Return to God. There is so much more in store for you if you will return to Him. He awaits your response.
Thank you.
And so let's take this time now to pray and to ask God that He will look into our hearts and that He will point out those things that He wants to change and that He will empower us by His Holy Spirit to truly live in victory. Dear Father, we are so thankful that You have chosen to speak to us in this way, that You have called our attention to the fact that we need Your cleansing, that we need Your power. And Lord, tonight we come before You acknowledging that we need Your help. We come before You acknowledging that in ourselves we are very weak and that we are not in any way able to accomplish those things that You have called us to accomplish. But we also come knowing that You have made us the offer of being with us, of working through us, of cleansing us, of changing us. And that power is available to us. And so, Lord, I pray that You will help us to take that power. I pray that You will help us to take those steps that You have called us to take, whether it is to speak about something or whether it is to do something, Lord. I pray that You will help us, that You will give us that strength, Lord. Give us that encouragement. Give us the courage, Lord, to be obedient to You and what You have called us to do. Lord, we desire to glorify Your name. We desire to see souls saved. We desire to have victory over difficulties, Lord, and sins, and all of these things that are obstacles in our lives. And Lord, You are very willing to give us the help, to give us the power. But we have to be willing to take that, and we have to be willing to accept it and use that power that You give us in our lives. And so, Lord, tonight, Lord, work in us, yes, Lord, to accomplish Your purpose, accomplish Your will for this night. We know, Lord, that You have a plan for this service, for this these words that were spoken already, for this time that we will spend in prayer. We know that You already have a purpose. And Lord, I pray that You will help us to be open to You and let You accomplish what You have to accomplish, what is in Your heart to accomplish, for the glory of Your name. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Worship You.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to Your
God,
name.
Cleanse us.
Glory to Your name, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need You. Jesus, we need You.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior. Know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some way.
us, Jesus. Help us to live that life of holiness, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus.
Renew a right spirit within us.
Jesus, we need you.
Dear Lord, dear God.
Oh God, cleanse our hearts tonight.
Restore the joy of thy salvation.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh God. Oh God.
Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we
consecrated
unto you,
Jesus, yes.
Set us apart for yourself, Jesus. Oh, clean us, Lord. Clean us, Jesus. Cleanse my heart, Jesus. Purify my heart, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
I need you. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need you.
Oh, precious.
Oh, Jesus, we worship you. Come to us, Jesus.
We're going to turn our hearts and our prayers now to some outward needs that we have, as well as we have just been praying through the inward needs of our soul and the victory that we're seeking to claim there. I know that there are many burdens that are on our hearts that we are seeking victory over outwardly. How many of us know that the outward burdens that we carry really do impact us deeply inwardly in our souls as well? Some of you need a healing touch in your body. Some of you have family or friends, relationships that are causing pain or just a burden on your heart that you're praying to see a loved one come to know Jesus. Some of you are seeking relationships and boyfriends and girlfriends and trying to figure out what that looks like. And others of you who are married and trying to continue to walk the best you can in those areas. You're looking for jobs and careers and schools and where to go. We have so many of these burdens that we carry day in and day out. And the beautiful thing is that Jesus cares about our burdens. He cares about our burdens, and he sees them, and he confronts them, and he wants to turn our eyes from that of anxiety, from that of fear, from that of worry, to him. Turn our eyes upon Jesus. We've been singing that over the past few days. And I'm just going to read a few verses here from Luke chapter 12, where Jesus addresses specifically these earthly burdens that we carry. You don't have to turn there if you would like to just close your eyes. If it's easier or better for you to connect by reading it with me, feel free. But maybe you just want to close your eyes as we hear these words of Jesus over us, and then we'll prepare ourselves to pray together and over each other for these needs that we have. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat, and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." We've heard that call to be strong tonight. Now we're going to transition and enter into a call that is given to fear not. It is His desire to give us all that we need. It is His desire to give us the kingdom. So we're going to bring our burdens before Him. We're going to cast our anxiety at His feet today. And we're going to trust that He desires to give us His kingdom and replace the burdens that we carry each and every day. Some of you need a physical touch. That is your burden. We want to continue to remember Sister Belinda, who is heading to the doctor tomorrow, I believe it is. And they're going to do further testing to see if there's any surgery that is needed. We want to pray that she would have no fear tonight, that she would be at rest and at peace as they prepare for that time tomorrow. We want to continue to pray for Mike Clymer, who has been recovering and is still in search of a rehab center for the surgery that he had on his brain recently. There are a lot of burdens represented here tonight. What we're going to do in just a moment is I'm going to ask you to stand if you have a physical need that you are praying and have been praying or maybe given up praying for in your life. Maybe it's someone else that you want to stand for tonight, a burden on your heart. Maybe it's something that really has just been testing you, and you came here to camp saying, I need this burden lifted. I need this burden lifted. You're desperate for it. Tonight would be a night that we're going to enter into prayer. And then what we're going to do is gather around each other. And so if you have that in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to stand. And for those that are around, I'm going to ask you to stand around them. We'll take a few seconds to share for those that feel comfortable with sharing what that specific need is, so that we have a direction to pray over each other with. But just right before we get into that, a few weeks ago, we were having a prayer meeting in our church and just gave a question that God put on my heart and asked me, how would you pray if you knew your prayer wouldn't fail? How would you pray if you knew that your prayer would be answered? We were speaking specifically about healing, and I think a lot of times we enter into times of praying for people who are seeking healing from God, and we shy away, maybe because our personal experience, we haven't been healed, so how can I expect them to be healed? Maybe we've never seen a healing, and so we don't even know what that looks like or how to approach that. But we have a God who desires to heal. We have a God who desires to lift our burdens, and I think we should pray with a faith to that God, not trusting in our prayers at all, but trusting in the God who can answer these prayers. So tonight, how can you pray as we enter into prayer for each other? How can you pray as if you knew your prayer would not fail because we have a God who does not fail us? So I'm going to ask now, if you have a burden on your heart, you have a need for healing, or you want to stand in place for someone right now, would you just take a moment and stand? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What we want to do now, if you're near someone who's standing, ask some women to gather around women, men, to gather around the men, and I'm just going to take about 30 seconds to give a report of what it is that you need prayer for. And then we're just going to begin to pray. So if you would stand next to those or reach out a hand in faith, but I'd love to have people gathering around each other.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank Lord you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Thank
God
you,
brave,
Lord. Just begin to share what that
God
need
brave,
is.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you,
you're
Jesus.
Able, God, tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord God.
Jesus, Lord, you're Jesus. Able. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Able,
thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Father God.
Lord, I receive.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Now let's begin to pray over these needs that have been shared for us this evening. Let's believe in faith. Father, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Father God, we love you. Father, we love you. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Give us faith, Jesus. Stir our faith tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, God, you are able, Lord. Jesus, oh God, Jesus, you are my faith, Lord. God, increase my faith, I pray. Jesus, you are faithful, Lord. Jesus, God, you are able.
Pour out your renewing spirit, reviving spirit, Jesus. Yes, Jesus, revive us again, revive us again.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
going to continue in this time of prayer. You can stay standing or seated or however you are currently, whether gathered together or not, but God is here.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Such a simple verse and phrase that maybe we say and take for granted, but that idea that wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. Not just here in this building, but as we come in groups of two, three, four to pray with one another, you can just sense his presence here. Hallelujah. You know, there is nothing that will stop the power of God from working in your life. Nothing can limit it, except for your choice not to believe. That's it. Nothing else. Not even sin, which can be forgiven by the blood of Jesus through the cross, that can't limit his power in your life because it can be forgiven. Amen? Not your personality faults or character defects, which he can transform through the power of his Holy Spirit. They can't limit his power because he can transform you by the Holy Spirit. Not the enemy, who maybe we spend a little too much time focusing on. He has no power to limit God in your life. He's a toothless lion, as I've heard it said many times. Nothing can limit the power of God from working in your life except for your choice not to believe. Faith is the victory. Without it, it is impossible to please God. And I'm not talking about the little bit of doubt that might arise in every one of us when we are immediately facing a difficult situation. I'm talking about a choice to live a life of doubt versus the choice of living a life of faith. Are you a believer? Are you a believer? Do you believe the words of Jesus? Do you believe the word of God? 1 John 5:4 says, "For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world." And this is the victory that has overcome the world.
Yes.
Our faith.
Yes.
Our faith. If tonight you would acknowledge that your faith isn't leading to a life of overcoming victory, then maybe something's wrong. The evidence of faith, the proof of faith, is the miraculous. Miracles of salvation, healing, provision, things that without God would be impossible. Not just hoping or wishing or even praying, but it's the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things unseen. True faith is on display when miracles are happening. We need more of that in our lives, don't we? More of that in our churches. Pretending we have it doesn't help. We need to possess this type of faith as God's children, like Caleb and Joshua. We need to be ready by faith to take the land. When we were told in New York City and pretty much throughout the whole country that because of the fear of the spread of COVID-19, we would have to stop church services, we announced in our final service that we would come and gather together the next week in our vehicle. So for about 7 months, we had a drive-in church service pushing the signal into the cars using the FM dial on our radios. It was interesting because that first Sunday we had three times the amount of people show up than what we had had showing up in church regularly in the Sundays before. I jokingly told the people that right now, here we are, the biggest church in New York City. So far as I know, no other group had any real activity going on that initial Sunday. After months and months of meeting in a drive-in service, our church, after 25 years of renting various locations, in the midst of COVID, purchased our very own building. Our very own building. And since then, we've seen our church growing. We've been meeting outdoors. That outdoor service in our backyard of that church has been growing. And God has just put more and more on our hearts to move forward with in this season, to such a degree that before I came here to camp, we signed a lease on the building next door. And believe God wants us to start a Spanish service reaching out to the Hispanic community right there in the Rockaways. We had an amazing Hope Day event in Rockaway during the middle of COVID where 500 people were in attendance and we were able to provide groceries for 1,500 people throughout the neighborhood, not just who came to the event, but surrounding that event. I met a police officer there who told me that he was reaching out to youth on Saturday mornings, and he was doing so by stopping at the store and buying sporting equipment or food, bait to take the youth fishing in the neighborhood, all out of his own pocket. And so our church rallied behind him and raised money for him to continue with that vision that he has to reach the young people in our community. After that Hope Day, as I met that officer, we got word that that night, a 10-year-old boy, just a few blocks away from Hope Day, because of an argument over a parking spot, someone shot through the front door and he was killed. As we've been meeting in these church services, the Holy Spirit's been moving. We had a week of prayer, and that week of prayer was centered around one thing. We're going to seek Jesus. Not what we may need or what we may want, other than himself. We had two ladies that were filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, things that we have not seen happening for a period of time. But the Lord is not limited by anything, except for unbelief. As the Lord was moving just a few Sundays ago, I was reminded of a man that walks in front of this new church location. He's clearly possessed by demons and has other things that are happening in his life as well. And there has been a fear from people coming into the church because he's hovering in front of the building. But we began to pray for him. Began to come to the Lord in faith for him. Just a few weeks ago, while we were in that outdoor service, the Holy Spirit began to move, and we prayed for him and believed for him and for others in our community. And I said to those in the congregation, if the Lord is calling you to be a witness for him, to proclaim the name of Jesus, what's stopping you from doing it right now? Why don't you go onto the sidewalk and do it even as we're praying and speaking right now in this service? I didn't know if anyone was doing that, but afterwards I was told that about five people went out and just began to call on the name of Jesus, declare his goodness on the block right in front of our church. And one of our men, when he walked out, the first person he saw was this demon-possessed man that we had been thinking about and praying about and talking about. And all he said was, Jesus. And that man yelled and screamed and threw something at the car in the street and ran away up the block. The person who said Jesus said to me afterwards, I didn't never realize that this is so much more than physical what we're dealing with. And here everyone was afraid, and yet the minute the name of Jesus is mentioned, these demons are the ones who are actually trembling. What giants are you facing in your life? What seems too hard, too difficult, too impossible? What area of your life do you need to have victory in? I'm believing God is going to deliver this man 100%. A family started coming to our church just about a month or two ago, and we saw very quickly that they had a lot of dysfunction taking place. Their 14-year-old boy was coming to church with long blue acrylic nails on. We began to pray. God began to work. He sent us a message that he wanted to be baptized, and I thought, all right, Lord, this is going to be something you're going to definitely have to help me navigate through. His older brother was coming to church as well, and there was an altar call, and his older brother responded with his arms lifted, crying out to Jesus at the altar at 15, 16 years old. The father started coming to church. God began to work in the father's heart. We found out the father and the mother weren't married. They wanted to become a part of our church and knew that because of that, they can only be involved so far. And so I began to pray with them. We began to see God work things out in them. And I thought, all right, Lord, I need to have a conversation with this 13-year-old. But I'm concerned because on social media, it looks like his family was supporting his lifestyle, including the mother and father that had just started coming. And so we prayed, and we prayed. One of the ladies at our church who works with our youth was going to go to a meeting in the Bronx this past weekend, and I was surprised to find out that she posted a picture of her and this 13-year-old waiting online to get in. And I thought, well, that's promising. Afterwards, she sent me a video of this 13-year-old boy on the platform being surrounded by various ministers and leaders being prayed over. She later told me that as they were worshiping the Lord, a call went out that if there was anyone that was struggling with identity issues, that God wanted to deliver them. And that they should raise their hand if that was them. Not one person other than this boy raised his hand. And as they prayed for him and poured out the love of God on him, God began to deliver him. And when I saw him in church on that Sunday, guess what? There were no nails. Come on, is there anything too hard for God? I think some of us have the tendency to not go near these situations because we think they're too hard or they're too difficult. But there is nothing too hard for God. What do you believe? Who do you believe tonight? There's a lot being said. Which report are you building your life on? Whose report? Whose report? And so I tell you these things tonight to encourage you as a testimony. God is still working. He is still working. and he wants to work in you tonight. He wants to deliver, he wants to save, he wants to transform. He wants to bring you to a place where you no longer return to the things of old, because there's something better, there's something higher, there's something new that he has for you. There's a promised land. Hallelujah. And the thought has crossed your mind, well, maybe I just need to deal with this situation until I get to heaven. And I'm reminded of that song that says, where Jesus is, 'tis heaven there. So if it has to wait to heaven, then let heaven come down tonight and set you free. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. This is not the time to shrink back in life. This is not the time to bury our heads in the sand. It's not the time to retreat. Too often we're on defense, but God wants us to be on offense. And it's faith that is the victory that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Any part of the world tonight that's represented through your life, it's faith that will make you an overcomer. It is faith. So tonight we're going to pray and close out the meeting officially and spend time in prayer for those who want to continue to seek the Lord. Sometimes I remember being in meetings and being told, is there something that you need victory over, or something you need to bring to the Lord, or something you've been struggling with? And I don't know, sometimes maybe it's convenient, but our minds go a little bit blank. Thinking, well, what do I really need help with? So maybe for you tonight, before we even pray, take out your notebook, and maybe in the section that we went through tonight, somewhere on that page, why don't you write down what it is that you know you need victory over in your life? What area have you been limiting God in your life because of your choice not to believe? What area is that? What is it? Come on, take out your book. Take out your book. No, really, take out your book. It's important to know what it is so you can bring it to the Lord tonight. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Tomorrow morning, we're telling the story with the children, my wife and I, of David and Goliath. Man, David knew there was nothing too hard for God, didn't he? Come on, as you write it down, you think, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. Maybe it's a relative of yours that's dealing with gender identity. Lord, we need victory in our family. Well, I just told you, there's victory happening in another family. There could be victory in your family. Hallelujah. Oh, someone so far gone, so wicked, maybe they're demon-possessed themselves. Well, Lord, you're doing a work. Do it in my family. Do it in my family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, Lord, I believe, Lord, I believe, Savior, raise my faith in Thee, till it can move a mountain, Lord, I believe, Lord, I believe, all my doubts are buried in the fountain. Now, if you have something written down that you want to bring to the Lord tonight, we're going to sing that song again. And as a symbol of your belief tonight, of standing, as we heard earlier, in faith tonight, Why don't we not only stand to our feet, but if you feel compelled to, let's bring it right here to this altar. Come right here to this front, and let's bring this need to the Lord that we desire and we know He wants us to have victory over in our lives. Come on, can you do that as we sing, Lord, I Believe? And if you want to march this way, sister, you can march this way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Savior, raise my faith in Thee till it can move a mountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All my doubts are buried in the fountain. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. Savior, raise my faith in Thee till it can move a mountain. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. All my doubts are buried in the fountain. Come on now, pray out to the Lord tonight like you know that your prayer will be answered. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, we bring it to you, Lord.
We believe, oh God.
We believe, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We praise you, God. We choose to believe you, Lord. We choose to believe your word, Jesus. Hallelujah. We choose to believe what you spoke over us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh God, bring light tonight, I pray. Dear Jesus, bring healing tonight, oh God. Bring deliverance tonight, oh Lord Jesus. Break every bondage, we pray. Break every stronghold, oh God. Lord Jesus, bring hope, Lord. Bring life, oh God. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty God, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, if the Lord leads you to pray for someone tonight, you pray and unite with them in faith for victory tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you're faithful.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you are faithful. You are faithful, Jesus. You are faithful, Lord.
Lord, speak the word tonight. Oh God, Lord, you say that we can strong. Lord, speak the word tonight. Oh God, speak the word tonight. We pray. Lord, take authority over all. Dear God, you rule and you reign. You are sovereign King. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus
for the mind of Jesus.
Cause us, Lord, to walk in victory.
Oh, Jesus.
Cause us, O God, to walk in triumph, we pray. Jesus.
Soften his heart to your word. Soften his heart to your love.
Jesus,
open his heart to your spirit and to your presence tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your love,
Jesus,
reveal your love.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, do great and mighty things, we pray.
Oh, God, call out the man of God.
Work in miraculous ways tonight, we pray. Let us see your hand and power. Lord, let the world see your glory in us, Lord, in miracles and victory, oh God. Let the name of Jesus be exalted, we pray.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Dear Jesus, dear Jesus. Hallelujah, raise the banner of Lord over your people, the banner of victory tonight. Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah.
Oh, we worship you, Lord, we
praise you, oh God. Bring to us, O God, victory tonight. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, 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 come, O God, we pray. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord.
Jesus, we worship
you. We praise you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
We worship you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise.
Oh, hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. 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 Oh God, dear God, dear God, dear God. Jesus, 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 hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fails.
Lord, we come to you tonight desiring to be victorious. Lord, we want to represent your name and all that it means, oh God. Lord, we've thought about our country, we've thought about our world, but we've often forgotten the Rahabs and the Philippian jailers, oh God. Lord, we know you want to do a great work, but the great work you want to do starts in the lives of those around us. Oh God, help us to see victory for those around us. Lord, help us to not only desire to walk in victory for ourselves, but Lord, that we would want to walk in victory for others, that we would hold their hands and guide them into a walk that is victorious, oh God. Lord, not the thousands, but the one that you put in front of us, oh God. Yes. the one that is our neighbor, O God, the one that is in our family, O God, the one, Lord, that perhaps others have forgotten about, Jesus. God, we pray, Lord, that we would understand how victory works in the kingdom. Lord, that we would desire victory for those around us, and that as we see you work in them and through them, we'll see victory not only for them, but for us. And Lord, not only for them and for us, but God, it will multiply and it will spread. There will be pockets of awakening. There will be pockets of revival, but it doesn't start, Lord, on a grand scale. It starts with you in our hearts, O God. It starts with victory, O God, in our lives and the lives of those around us. God, we pray for every church represented here, O God. O Lord, that we would not think so big that we forget the individual, Lord. God, that we would not focus so much on the form of our service, but we would focus on servicing one another, O God, and believing and standing, praying and humbling ourselves, submitting to one another even, O God. O Jesus, God, we pray that there would not be one that would be in our midst that would feel unwelcome, not one that would be in our midst that would feel unloved. God, that we would not allow the sin in others to bother us more than the sin in ourselves. God, that we would open up our hearts and open up our lives and open up our homes and open up our conversations, oh God, to those that are in desperate need of hope, Jesus, and of love. Jesus. Your light, oh God, shines the brightest in the darkest of places. God, we pray, Lord, that we would not be on defense against the enemy, but that we would go, Lord, with your light and carry it into the darkness that's around our cities and around our families and around our schools, oh God. And one by one, we would bring them in, oh God. One by one from the fields of sin, oh God. One by one, Jesus. One by one, Lord. Not passing another by the street or telling another that we'll pray for them without really giving it a second thought afterwards, oh God. Lord, we ask that you'd give us a burden for the lost, a burden for souls, and a sense of urgency and immediacy in this time that we're living in to reach out to those that are around us, oh God. Lord, help us to stop being so self-centered, oh God. Lord, help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Jesus, that it would not be groups of four no more, but there would be a heart to include, a heart to walk alongside others, oh God. Lord, a genuine love. God, give us a genuine love, oh God. God, help us to love what you love, oh God. And you love people so much that you gave your only Son on the cross to save the world. Oh God, we want that love. We need that love, oh God. Oh Jesus, the greatest victory, oh God, we can have tonight is for love, oh God, to win over, oh God, in our own hearts, our own lives, that we would genuinely love others, oh God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Oh, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Oh, we're desperate, Lord. We're desperate, Lord. Oh, Jesus. God, we need the power, oh God.
Lord, fulfill your purpose, O God. Fulfill your purpose in us, Lord. Dear God, have your way in Jesus. God, have your way in us, pray. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, we need you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus.
We need you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you.
are here, O God. You are here, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, we worship you, Lord. Jesus, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Jesus is passing this way.
For all, God, in that area. Once and for all, yes. Victory, Lord.
Settle, Lord.
God, we pray through it, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Jesus, we love you.